I mentioned they're a trio, but they're so different, and this song is very demonstrative of that. The drummer, Jess, is a lefty, so not only does she look different playing, but gives them an opportunity, I think, to just play some really cool syncopation. And you'll hear it here. This is called Femme Fatale from Live Day on June 1st, right here at WMFO. This is Happy Little Clouds. WMFO, wow, from just down the hall on Live Day on June 1st, that was the great local band Happy Little Clouds and Femme Fatale. All right, I've heard that Joni and Sarah are downstairs, so that means I'm going to run downstairs and get them, but I'm going to play a couple of songs for you while I do that. Both new noise. The first one is by a band called The Mysterines, and this one's Stray. I'll be back after a couple with the girls right after this. WMFO, Medford, 10:11 in the morning.
Hello.
Oh, you hear other voices here, don't you? Yes, it was just me and Larry, but now we're joined by three ladies.
Hey.
See? I mean, Larry and I couldn't make those noises. We could try, but it would just be silly. So, first of all, welcome. Destiny Costas here.
I made it, you guys.
Destiny.
Yeah.
Woo!
She's my partner in musical crime.
That's right.
She is.
That's right.
Hi.
Hello. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And we also have two of the four members of American Ocelot.
Woo!
We have Joni.
Hey.
And we have Sarah.
Hey.
Yay. Wait, let me see the rings. Yay. Let me hear the rings.
Oh. It's official now.
Yeah. She would be called Ringo if that Ari wasn't a thing. I think so. No, actually it'd be Ringa because, you know, she's a
he's getting all technical now.
I am. I'm just like, I'm so
Ringa.
Glad you're here cuz you know how
I got ringas on my fingers.
That's it.
There you go. That's everything's lyrics. That could be lyrics. They don't like that at all.
Drums.
At all. All right, so we are here because you ladies have a very exciting announcement. There is new music from you guys.
I am so excited.
It was literally mastered last night.
Wow.
Yeah, I finished all the final finishing touches because Richard Marr, our producer, has OCD. The first take's always amazing, and then he has to sit and futz over it for a few days.
Better him than you.
Oh, yeah. You should. Right? I mean, he has every plugin and tool known to man. He's like, he really goes to town on it and does an amazing job. And I hung out there last night so I could be like, come on, Richard, we got to finish. So, I need it for tomorrow.
So, Joni, I know that obviously you've heard these finished products.
She was up late.
I don't think you've heard these.
I haven't heard this. Not since they finished it at 1:30 or whenever that was.
However, in my defense, I did email the band this morning all the mastered MP3s. But if you haven't checked your email yet, bandmates, it's in there for you.
Well, you wrote it at 1:30 in the morning. What do you expect?
I sent it this morning. I could have scheduled send for this morning.
Still, it was during sleepy time is my point.
Yeah, I was pretty sleepy because I had to copyright and register and ask him all that kind of nonsense.
Doing all this stuff, Joni?
Oh my gosh, we're doing this because we have a big EP release party next Saturday.
What a busy weekend it is.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's at
June 29.
Yep, Saturday at the Midway in Jamaica Plain. You can go to JP Licks for dinner and then you can see our set.
Ice cream for the original
location, right? And then you can come see us play. We're on at 8:30 because we're playing with like basically three headliners. We're playing with the Lights Out, the Daylilies, and Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys.
Oh, very nice. So what's going to happen today, dear radio listeners, is myself and Sarah and Destiny and Larry. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
We are all going to hear these mastered songs for the first time ever along with you out in Radioland. So let me just do this. There's five of them. So let me take each one. Joni, and you can tell us too if you have.
No, Joni, let Joni know. This is
all right. So let's just. I mean, I've heard one of them. You know, last time you were here, I heard one called Recording, and But the first one I'm gonna play, them in the order that you gave them to me. First one's called Secret.
Yep,
that's exciting.
Yeah, that's the lead off tune to our EP. We love this song. It's like a bouncy.
It's a bop.
Yeah, bouncy like hooky song that I've been working on for a long time. And I came up with a riff that worked. Like I've been working, you know, like how you pull songs out after 5, 6, 7, 10 years, you look at it again, you're like, oh, let me try this. And I was like, oh, that's good. I'm going to go with it. It just sometimes comes to you. So it's very exciting in that respect. But we just like really built it into like a very fun song that I hope you'll enjoy.
So the Secret is about Larry Newman, right?
It's pretty general. Like it's about different kinds of secrets, so it could be about Larry if he has a secret.
Oh, he's got secrets.
I'm sure he has some skeletons in
his
closet.
Who doesn't have secrets?
Yes.
I think we can all relate.
Secrets are, you know, they can be juicy or they can be scary.
I'm an open book.
All right. So speaking of secrets and that kind of like, the next song is called Everything.
Yeah, that one's very... it's just a really generic song. You know that I know you love the song Change that's on the demo.
I do.
It's kind of in that vein, you know, like it's just very it's kind of not as fast. It's kind of a general song just about things in general, like not wasting your time, like really like, you know, savoring those moments that you have and like appreciating them and you know, having like the experiences that you want to have. It's kind of cool. Like that.
Okay, and recording's been around for a while. We've heard this one before.
Yeah, yeah.
But I haven't heard this new mastered one. Is it different or just polished up?
Well, we mastered it so it would be consistent with the other songs. Yeah. Because in the mastering process, like, if you have two songs that were mastered at different times, like, the effects wouldn't... It would sound like a mismatch on a completed EP. So you want to do it together.
Gotcha.
So it's got the same effects and touches on it. But, you know, that song... about one of my friends, Jason Dunn, mm-hmm. about Alcott Manor, his old house in Alston. He lives in L.A. now. But when I was getting ready to record the demo, this was about 10 years ago, I was, like, trying to find a producer and put, like, people, like, some friends together to record it. I had no idea, like, where I was going to do it or who I was going to do it with. And he's like, well, I loved The Luxury, okay? Let's say I was, like, a luxury super fan. Like, I loved his music. Like, he's really a great songwriter. And so he's like, I can record it for you here. And I was like, okay, let me see your booth, you know? And he opens up, like, this basement booth. And the floor was, like, covered with glass and beer bottle caps and stuff. And I was like,
oh, really?
I'm like, I don't know if this is my vibe.
Really? It gives me a Silence of the Lambs type of thing.
So, like, no, but his equipment is, like, he's got bars and all. Like, his equipment's great, and it's upstairs in the house. But it was, like, it just didn't have the vibe that I feel I could be creative in, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so I kind of was, like, very diplomatic about it. We laugh about it now.
All right. So that's recording.
That's what that song's about.
The next one is the first song title that's actually more than one word. It's Non-Participant.
Yeah, that was written and recorded by Kevin James in 2022.
Oh, our rocking guitar player.
And he's like, I recorded this song, but I really wrote it like for a female vocalist. And do you want to give it a try? And we're like, we'll give it the AO touch. Yeah. So we did.
So it's fun. That's a fun one.
It's very fun, very upbeat. Yeah.
All right. And speaking of upbeat, Happier Times rounds out the EP.
Yeah, that's dedicated... to my friend Nancy Ifanar, who passed away quite a few years ago. She was in the band Malachite and Purr, and she
with Justine
went through a very hard time health-wise. She had two boys that are like on the spectrum, and she moved to Western Mass and whatnot. But after she had brain cancer and the surgery, she was having trouble like remembering people. But she remembered me, like, because I used to go to a lot of their shows, and she reached out and we like reconnected and. She was like a really white light person. She like did this whole reading for me, a long video on my birthday, and like we would just text and stuff like that. And I was really broken up like when she passed, because she really didn't give any of us a hint that she was no longer in remission. So it was a really sad thing. And I really couldn't get over it. So I wrote a song about it.
Happier Times. All right. And Destiny, I know that you love this band,
American
Ocelot.
I absolutely do. Yeah. And I haven't heard any of these, so I'm really excited. Really. Looking Yay. Forward to yeah. it.
All right. So let me spin these. All right. And then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about them and plug the appearance again for next week. And I don't know what else we'll do after that.
But yes. Before you play them, I just want to give a shout out to my amazing band family. Like, I couldn't have done it without them. Like, I love you all so much. Aww. And everyone did an amazing job and worked really hard in the studio to bring these tunes to life.
Yeah, all right. I'm really excited.
First play anywhere on the air. This is brand new American Ocelot, and it's going to be a self-titled record, right?
I'm getting goosebumps.
Self-titled EP.
Yep. All right. This one's called Secret, and we'll hear all five of them and then come back and talk to you some more. This is WMFO.
We'll be right back.
my giant secret is out, which means I'm not safe. I'm not safe. Secrets, we love them. We hate to keep them. Delicious surprises, insightful explosions. Lovely luminous gems, they glow in. get it right, I get it right. Blue light streaming through the room. Red blends in for purple soon. Inspiration's right outside. Let's open the door and go to the light. Take a break, amble around. Stumble on through the parking grounds, parking grounds. In my mouth, in my mouth. Gonna stop biting down and keep on at it till I get it right. Pain relievers on the table, broken glass and bottle caps. Inspiration's right outside. Let's open the door and go to the light. Take a break, amble around, stumble on through. Parking grounds, parking grounds, twirling. Free fall. Will you catch me? Will you catch me now? Don't get cross. Don't hit a wall. The words are here. Keep on going, 'cause you're so close. You're so close. Start from the beginning. Listen. Changes, maybe not. It's a new song. Sprinkle a few drops of green glitter around to make it glow.
Once again, down to my last red cent. I'm a Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
And we're back in Studio A with Sarah
Ocelot.
Thanks,
and
Mike.
Joni from American Ocelot. We just heard for the first time ever all of the newly remastered songs that are coming out on your self-titled EP, American Ocelot. And when is this coming out?
It's going to drop on all streaming platforms on June 28th.
Oh, that's like right around the corner.
It's Friday.
Oh, my God. All right. So I'm so glad that we got to debut it here.
Yep, and it'll be the first time next Saturday that we're playing Secret live, because we haven't played that out at a show yet.
Is that the only one that hasn't been played?
Yeah, all the other songs we've been playing at our shows. Larry played with us at the Worthen Attic, and he got to hear us like test out the songs. We were like working on the arrangements, so we like played some of them at that show. And we've been, like, of course, playing them and working on them for a couple months now.
And it will be on a physical CD as well.
Yes.
It will be on the streaming platforms, but those of you who like the physical things.
We're going to have something physical to buy at our show. We're going to have we have black and white t-shirts.
Hey!
We have colored t-shirts. Uh-huh. We have stickers. And we are going to have some form of a CD. And, of course, at our band camp. Whatever has not been sold, our digipacks will be available for sale there, along with t-shirts. We'll see if I can keep up with the distribution.
All right, well, I got to say, the production value on that was great.
Thank you so much.
I mean,
Richard Marr is amazing. Yeah. Like, he just really worked hard on it, and he has all the latest gear technology.
Galaxy Park Studios.
Yeah. Galaxy Park Studios. He's amazing.
And I mean, it was some of the clearest cowbell I've ever heard.
You realize it was just that you guys were on. It was last year at this time, because I know because of my Facebook memories. Unfortunately, it was right around the time that Justine had passed, and you guys were coming.
That's right. Yeah.
That was We were all here together.
Yes, and it was about probably a week or two before this week last year. So you guys have come a long way. You guys have done a lot of work this year. You've been playing a lot of shows, and these sound really good. I'm really excited.
Thank you.
I just played A Million Things the other day, which I was off my show for a while because my computer crashed, and so for all week long, I had the "we're so over" like a crispy fried steak going through my head. And I really think if listeners out there, if you've never heard of this band, American Ocelot, that is who Mike and I are talking to today. And one of their songs is called Million Things. You have to go find it. And one of my all-time favorite lyrics really is "we're so over" like a crispy fried steak. So good. Such a great song and a great lyric. And these sound wonderful. So you guys have done a lot this year. I mean, you were a baby band last year at this time, you know, a little infant band just starting out.
Yeah.
And look at you now.
Yeah.
And the cowbell story is fantastic in that song. If you guys didn't hear, what is that non-participant song? Yep. You guys just heard that. But in studio, we were appreciating the cowbell and the story. You should tell the story of the cowbell because it's actually right in sync with the SNL skit, but for real in real life. So what happened with that cowbell?
I was like, the song really needs something here. How about cowbell? I'm like, I think cowbell would work really well in this spot. And
it does.
And Kevin was like, I was like, it's your song, Kevin. What do you think? And Sarah, what do you think? Because she's our percussionist, of course, so she gets to decide the arrangement. But what did you think at the time?
Obviously, I was like thrilled to. We reworked the song to add that cowbell in there. So you will be hearing cowbell live if you come to the show Saturday.
And Sarah rocks the cowbell. Oh, yeah. It really is perfect
it
there.
It was not played before live with cowbell, but it shall be it needs ever it, for, in the ever forward. What am I trying to say? I don't know.
You delivered the cowbell goods perfectly, and it really did that cowbell.
More cowbell, man.
Isn't it funny how cowbell can change it? It just did.
I just can't say enough about the percussion on this EP. It's just stellar.
You sound great, Sarah.
Sarah's timing is so amazing, and she was hitting so hard on everything. And
are you blushing?
I just hope that my weird vintage keyboards and vocals weren't.
No, that keyboard that keyboard solo, was it in recording?
Yeah, that's an org. I play organ.
I mean, I've heard you do that a million times. You know, but I mean, that sounds great captured that way.
Yeah.
It's really good.
And Charlie sounded great too. I was actually commenting on Charlie's bass playing. And we all know Kevin's a friggin' amazing guitar player. Kevin James, your lead guitarist, is fantastic. Used to be in Hullabaloo.
Yep.
One of my favorite live shows ever. You were at that show, Sarah.
Yeah. No, I used to go see Hullabaloo.
I wasn't in Boston back then.
Well, I moved here in 86. So, okay. Yeah. And that they were one of the bands that was around, and it was fun to meet Kevin later on, years later, and knowing that he was in that band.
I only got to see them in 2015 at that show.
Oh, at the reunion, yes. I was at that show, but used to see them back in the heyday. There's a video on YouTube, some concert at the Rat from 1986. It's pretty out there.
Yeah,
if you want to check it out, Hullabaloo, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
classic.
What a band, him and Sluggo and JJ.
Yeah.
They were like a team. Yeah. But Kevin's guitar playing, I can't say enough about it. He's a natural talent. He's like, he really rips it up. He's great.
Yep. So
Friday. All sound great.
Friday is when this comes out.
Yeah, it's going to drop on all streaming platforms. Yep. So.
And you're playing Saturday where and when?
At the Midway in Jamaica Plain. Doors at 8. It's 21 plus, $10.
Great bill. Really great lineup.
We're on at 8:30. We're on first. We're going to open up our show. So hopefully people can make it out early. Yeah,
easy to park there.
Oh, yeah.
A very friendly space to go to. Air conditioned.
Yeah. And of course.
And it's a wonderful, wonderful spot.
It is.
You can have JP great Licks for dinner. There.
That's right.
You're fixating on that.
No, I'm just like, I know people like ice cream, so I'm hoping that will be another
drawing. All good boys and girls get to have ice cream for dinner.
Where is JP Licks in relation to the Midway?
Just for future reference.
It's on Center Street, which is not too far. I mean,
so is the word on the street that you guys are going to be there before the show? Is that what's happening? Is that what's going on?
At JP
or after the show? Are you going to JP Licks before or after?
I'm not so sure. I don't know.
Like, I really can't have dairy and sing. So.
Oh, okay.
But I do love going there.
So that's your Saturday night, everybody. All
but
the
we're
listeners.
We're also
Saturday
playing
night
with the Lights Out and the Daylilies and Lonely Lisa and the Cowboys. Yep. Yeah.
And you guys are competing with our other guests, Larry Newman. Grab him, Larry. Like Larry.
Yeah, but look, Larry's show is going to be over by 9. Ours is going to go past midnight.
Yeah.
Just say both.
Competing. I mean, Davis Square is a little ways from the Midway.
That's true. No, you've got some different both sides of the river. Some really great music opportunities.
I just meant it's the same
There's
night.
Always,
Oh.
Same night.
Yeah,
it is.
And
it
La-
is.
Larry, you'll be playing with Satch Kerens at the Barin, and it's 6 o'clock. Actually, 6:15
it's
is when
it's...
It's an
early show.
Yeah, 6:15, Satch Kerens, 7:15, Hummingbird Syndicate, and 8:15, the Mike Younger Trio. And Mike will be here next week to talk about that
here in
Studio A. So, yeah, lots of music happening next weekend. And I'm so excited to hear that new record of yours.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks
so
for
much.
Playing it. And thanks for having us on, Mike.
Yeah, thank you.
It's
We're
been
so
a lot of fun and Destiny.
So appreciative of all our music community.
Yeah,
everyone's,
it's pretty cool,
like,
isn't
amazing.
It?
Amazing. And it's we love the support and we appreciate you.
All right. Appreciate you too. So American Ocelot and Satch Kerens Band. And I have more new noise from another local band that just blows us all away. I'm sure the Shanghai Lows.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
They have a brand new song out.
Oh, cool.
And the history. Do you teach history? Do you know history?
I know some history, but Jenny D wrote the lyrics.
Well, if I say Prince Edward VIII, you know the story of that one? That's what this is about.
Oh.
This is about when Prince Edward VIII, an American socialite and divorcee, Wallace Simpson, and the chaos that created when he abdicated the British throne for her. This is called Morganatic Panic. And it's brand new noise from our friends in the Shanghai Lows.
It's educational.
Yeah, right here at WMFO.
We'll be right back. everybody was talking about. And over in the corner all alone with you was a boy from last summer singing songs to you. He can't sing like I can sing, oh it's so hard. And I still think about you every time I'm riding in my car. Jump in my car and start riding again. And I can't find no true love. Oh baby, it's so hard. And I still think about you every time I'm riding in my car.
Oh,
WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. It's 10:57 in the morning, and I just heard a quick four-song set. I ended with a band from Bellingham, Washington. They're just a bunch of young kids called Drayton. They put out their first self-titled EP that's called Home. Eric Barlow, who is just a wonderful artist, put out that great song called Remains of May. And just before that, I heard a nice little earworm, and I use my DJ powers to reach back through time, because we can do that, right, Destiny?
Yes.
Yeah, we're able to do that. I don't know why, but we can. I just put you on. You weren't.
Oh, I was going to sing. Didn't know, but I didn't hear myself.
So NRBQ, Riding in My Car, always a fun one. It's a summer song.
Summer.
Yeah, and started off with Brand New Noise from the great Shanghai Lows.
Yeah, that was killer.
Morgan Attic Panic. All right.
Killer tune.
How do we thank everybody for being here and say goodbye? How do we do that?
I think we just do it. Thank you, Mike, for letting me come on today. And American Ocelot rocks. And Larry Newman killed it.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Newman.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of talent,
all right, Newman.
A lot of talent in New England.
Yep.
A lot of talent.
Yep. So you're playing next Saturday, right? That's going to be cool.
Next Saturday's the day, man.
It is.
Damn. And if I could just tout, the next day, if anybody is around on the 30th, I'll be playing with George Belli and the Retroactivists at the brunch at the Orchard Grill in Hampton.
Mm.
And then later on, I'll be playing at When Pigs Fly in Kittery from 5 to 8.
Bread, pizza. Oh, so, what a great place.
Yeah.
I would go there just for you, but for the pizza, yes, I'll go there.
But they started having music outdoors, which is great.
That's very nice.
That is
All right, thank you, Larry, for coming in today. American Ocelot. Yay, we debuted your entire new EP. Absolutely. It was
nice
great.
To see you guys.
Yep.
Thank you. That's coming out
on Friday everywhere.
Thank you so much.
And you guys are playing next week, too, the 29th?
Yep, we're playing next Saturday, the 29th, Midway Cafe, EP
All right.
release party.
Thank you, guys. All right. So it is just about 11 a.m. here at WMFO Medford. You know what that means? It means that Something About the Women is up, and today it's my friend Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hey, Mike. How are you? What a great 2 hours that we just had on WMFO.
It was
amazing.
Exhausting.
Wonderful guests. And, you know, you were talking about your merch before. We're having a little model party because the American Ocelot t-shirt in black and white looks fabulous. So that's going to be available at the Midway, too. So people... And in color. Oh, my God. Mind blown. So lots of reasons to actually go and check out that show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mike, you always do such a great job with your in-studio guests.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of fun, you know. And it looks like it's going to be kind of a rainy, humid day. So, you know, let the music go.
Let the music play.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So when you are...